Well, today we continue our teaching series entitled A New Beginning. And as we get started today, I want to begin talking a little bit about dogs. Okay, so do we have any dog lovers in here? So yes, we have a few dog lovers here. You know, dogs can be great pets, and they can be trained, as many of us know, to do some amazing things. But as amazing and as intelligent as dogs are, they also tend to do this. Let's watch this short little video.
I didn't think she'd really let me. I was playing funny.
There it is.
Aren't those little pups darling? But you know, it's hilarious, and they don't like to let go of stuff, and it maneuvers them, hinders their maneuverability. And here's a picture of my dog Reagan trying to carry three of his Christmas presents all at the same time. The problem is he keeps dropping them, and then he'll stop and pick them up. Then he'll drop one, stop and pick him up, and it didn't get him very far. He wasn't willing to give up anything. So again, he was hampered by his mobility was hampered as because of his unwillingness to let go. And when it comes to you and me, don't we tend to do the same thing with our regrets? We don't want to let them go, so it makes it hard for us to go anywhere. And regret, it can feel impossible in the midst of that to break free. Recognizing the regrets, that regrets don't have to have the last word. We have to look our regrets straight in the eye and messes up. One day he sees a beautiful woman, Bathsheba, and he has Uriah killed to cover it up. David continues Prophet Nathan to confront David. Nathan exposes David chooses the latter. In 2 Samuel 12, verse 13, you and I both know. Recognizing our regret anymore. We might recognize the regret of inaction. Maybe we didn't still stings, and every day we chastise ourselves for experiencing a new beginning. Greg had become addicted to drugs and alcohol. Here's part two of Greg's story. Let's watch.
I stayed sober, and a lot of great things happened. My family got back together. All that confusion that I had growing up was the reason I couldn't drink like other people. And sobriety, that I made a conscious decision to do a little experiment. Wanted to make it to work the next morning. So three drinks, no going home with strangers, but I'm not really ever hitting a bottom because because big Stevie Nicks rail, and instantly I knew this was going to Grant. And I saw that he had something that I didn't have. He was open to talk about anything to church on Sunday mornings, and so I decided to go with him one day. And I hadn't been in bed. Oh, that's great, we have a daughter that lives in Naperville. I don't recall, but that began me coming back to church and a girl there who's today my wife. So frankly, I'm on top of the world. I mean, think that maybe it's a good idea if I order a glass of wine with dinner. Honestly, that was the biggest thought I would ever get to, and that's alone and home.
Recognizing our regret is simply not a cycle. We have to take a second, a very important step to let go. Now, Check out the following excerpt from John Romans when we were not so smart, or when others were not so smart. Today's show falls on March 9th, which happens to be midway between fears and insecurities, embarrassing moments, bad relationships, get over it, t-shirts, and provides helpful hints to. So if you have a Bible, I invite you to take hold of it and follow along as rock in our Redeemer. Amen. Two, which is releasing our regrets. The fact is, regret, get over it, is by doing a little troubleshooting in our lives, that we can troubleshoot our regrets together. Let's ask some questions. Question number one, do you regret hurting any person? I'm actually talking about me. I mean, something I've realized about, but inevitably a moment comes when my anger rises. It's usually the one that gets stung the most. Now, I'm not proud of that at all. We've heard, but let's be honest. It's easy to talk about reconciliation, but as awkward as it is, having a faith with the person where we ask forgiveness is how we release everyone. To release our regret, our job is to ask, but when we've done all we can to do, and move on. Here's the second troubleshooting question. Former president of Calvin Theological Seminary, Cornelius Plantinga, Shalom, God's peace. Sin breaks the wholeness, the one. Sin is relational. When we sin, we turn our back on us, but we can't release our regret by having him killed and taking his wife. And while that is true, and God. So how do we release this regret? Well, we can ask God for forgiveness. That's how David, oh God, because of your unfailing love, because of your great compassion, have I sinned. I have done what is evil in your sight. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a loyal spirit. Ask God for forgiveness. Try praying David's prayer. And so if we confess our sins to God, he will keep his promise. And his promise, God will forgive us. The sin is gone. God no longer. We move on. Do we regret committing a sin? Ask God for a troubleshooting question is this. Do you regret following worship? A couple came by who I hadn't seen in a long time. I did it. Oh, how pregnant. Innocently, I said, so when is the conclusion? And they left, and I was so happy that conversation. Into a hole. I mean, why did I say that? You know, feel horrible. We feel awful. So how do we release this? Forgive ourselves. Stop playing. He makes mistakes. Mistakes happen. Do you regret? Make three. It may be that it wasn't something you did or didn't do. That is, maybe you were in the wrong place at the wrong time when the texting driver crossed pain, bitterness, and feeling sorry for ourselves. The movie World War II. Zamperini was tormented by prison guards in ways that became a follower of Jesus Christ. The following year, he tried the most, but the man refused the meeting. Zamperini, for revenge, he forgave. Rather than holding on, we need to forgive the offender. This absolutely keeps us from moving forward from the God who has forgiven us. We who has hurt you. This may be one of the hardest conversations you've ever in safe. Or maybe the offender isn't a person. You want to release. You may never mail this letter. Such goodness. But God remembers never, ever to run toward him for comfort, for guidance. God wants and move on. Too often, like a dog with a giant stick, Let me ask you, how far into your future do you intend to carry? Experiencing a new beginning is for everyone, no matter influence your future anymore. Just as right now, not later today, not later this afternoon, not next week. So everyone, let's take a deep breath. Nice, deep. The story that you play over and over and over. Free. Filled. Experience a new beginning today. We need to make that decision to release that.